Get to the tool shed in a moment. Tough Shed brings you the tool shed. And if you got too much stuff, they got a large selection of storage buildings, garages, studios, and cabins. Ridiculously easy financing. No credit check, rent to own options. Visit Tough Shed, where 99 meets Beltline in Eugene. All right. Obviously, in order to allow someone in to the Crunch Time Tool Shed, we have to call on our landlord and proprietor to open said tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Worst laugh ever. Start with Chicago Bulls guard Rajon Rondo. What is it about the New Day celebrity? I know it's called social media, but tone deaf, just no self-awareness, calling out people for doing exactly what you're about to do. The level of hypocrisy is unbelievable. Rondo says the veterans he's played with, citing Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce with that Celtics title team in 08, would never go to the media to bang on their guys. Then he goes to the media and bangs on his guys, calling out Jimmy the Butler did it and Dwayne Wade, who after the team looked awful in a loss to the Bulls, the Hawks, questioned what was happening with this team. But to the rest of us, it's like, did anybody seriously consider Chicago a contender? No. And by the way, they're playing exactly like a non-contender, hoping to get the last drops from a Hall of Famer. They're sub-500. Mike Krzyzewski. You know him better as Coach K of Duke. The one-time standard bearer for excellence in high-level coaching, he seems to be losing it a little bit. First, think about the Sweet 16 loss to Oregon last March. Chastises Dylan Brooks for hitting a late shot, caught on video and audio, then looks the media in the face and says, nope, didn't say that. Yeah, you did. Perhaps he's invented an alternative fact. Now sidelined by injury, his Blue Devils are struggling, lost 3 of 4, lost to North Carolina State in Durham for the first time since 95, held a team meeting at his house. And get this, ESPN reports he told the guys, you're banned from the locker room and you can't wear Duke apparel. Are you serious? Do they also go to bed without ice cream? And, you know, why not just sit them in a corner and put the dunce cap on and say, we lost to North Carolina State at home? They say character is revealed truly when things sour. Man, the optics of this, not so good for Kay. Soon to be ex-Oregon co-offensive coordinator David Reeves. Drives me nuts when people use the word mistake and like to think the media or at times people in positions of authority are overreacting. They're going to appease the public, save face. Yeah, whatever, dude. This is a guy in a monster position of authority. He has a huge responsibility. And I don't care if the event was open bar. You're supposed to be setting the example, cutting the path for dozens of young men, leaning on and trying to help them formulate making proper decisions. It's irresponsible. It's stupid. A high-level football coach getting behind the wheel seriously impaired. And if you or I did it, it's still stupid. We're risking innocent lives, but we're not in the same position. Mostly, we're out there representing ourselves and the receivers coach, Jimmy Daugherty, in the passenger seat. Dude, grab the keys, throw them in a well, call a cab. One of you, be smarter. All right. Krzyzewski's a knucklehead. Rondo called this. Yeah, it's Reeves, and I don't even think it's that close.
And to Rondo's point, Butler and Wade were both suspended today by the Bulls. They're not suspended, but they're not starting tonight for the Bulls. And so him calling them out, he kind of actually has a point. Apparently,
It's not. It's just that saying don't call him out as you're calling, him out. Yeah. It's just, and it's him.
Yeah, and Rondo giving anybody advice on how to behave about anything is just ridiculous.
Saying he's a great teammate. Didn't you just quit on the Mavs?
Yeah, name
and they,
one
like,
time.
Ran you out of time. Could we have conversations with your ex-teammates? So David Reeves is inducted, and with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
You're silly and unprofessional. As a baseball player, as an analyst, you're kind of the man. Just love the game.
It's pretty good.
I have a sweatshirt that I think my daughter got me that says, it's a picture of him, and it says, have a pretty good Christmas. So I get to wear it once a year, and I forgot to wear it this year. Putz. So, again, the tool shed.
You're just going to have to take my word for it. It's really cool.
Brought to you by Tough Shed. You can get your personally designed Tough Shed installed at no cost. So if you need a little extra space for the things or your toys or whatever you need it for, visit Tough Shed, where 99 meets Beltline in Eugene.